Welcome to Disney Through Our Eyes, the podcast from Eye to Eye, Kyle and Jessica. You're listening to the audio-only portion of our weekly segment where we discuss what's going on in the world of Disney through our eyes.
Since this is primarily a video podcast, you'll sometimes hear us referencing things we are showing on screen. We encourage you to go check out our YouTube channel if you want the full experience. Links for that will be in the description for this episode.
Regardless of how you enjoy our content, we're thankful you're here to share and discuss what's going on in the wide world of Disney.
Welcome back to Eye to Eye, the place where we talk about anything and everything Disney. My name is Kyle.
And my name is Jessica. And before we get started, please consider subscribing to our channel and turning on that notification bell so you don't miss any of our content. And if you enjoy this video, hit that like button so that we know.
If you'd like to support the content that we do here, we ask you to consider joining the channel membership program called The Power Line, and there's a link for it in the description and up in the video as well. This series is called Disney Through Our Eyes, and it's the random Disney stuff and all the wide world of Disney out there that we just want to talk about that's on our minds recently. So we each pick a different topic, don't tell the other, usually a list of topics that we keep, and we just decide, hey, this is what we're going to talk about in this show. So do I get a preview of maybe like a little hint at maybe what you're talking about today?
Well, let's be honest. You know everything about Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, everything.
I mean, I have been known to know a few things.
I'm such a good geek, I scared myself.
I know shockingly little considering how much I enjoy Disney and how many movies I've seen.
But also you've learned a lot since then in the amount that you've retained from like trivia nights. Like it's, if you've never been to our trivia nights, Jessica has grown substantially. Like
now that's true. I'm just saying. I get probably what 6 out of 20 every time right now. Good odds.
Trust me, it was much worse in the very beginning.
It was like 0 out of 20. So
she came in a trivia night like, oh, I'm going to get like half of these right.
Because I thought all the answers were going to be Mickey Mouse.
It's like, who is Mickey's girlfriend? Me.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for.
Not quite.
So here's a tidbit of trivia. That's what I'm going with. Mine is a trivia fact. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of you didn't realize that you knew this little trivia fact. Because now that I've heard it, it makes sense.
Okay.
But I didn't know.
Okay, mine is going to be, again, something related in the Marvel universe.
I hate Marvel.
There's a lot going on in Marvel right now, of course.
Probably, let me guess, it's going to be about Winter Soldier and Falcon, because that's new.
Yes, it will be. It will relate to that series.
Is it going to be as intense as the ship of Theseus?
No, but I think what you'll like about it is that we'll talk about Marvel, but we're going to tie it back to the bigger picture of Disney as well.
Okay.
Not a debate, but a discussion, more or less.
Well, mine is definitely not a debate. It is just a fact.
So we won't argue tonight.
Well, yeah, no.
It would be no shock that on the second edition of this series that I include something Marvel. And in fairness, it is, during the beginning stages of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
Yes, so, which you have been so excited about.
Oh my goodness. If you haven't watched, we're recording this right after episode one. It's already good stuff, y'all. Like, I'm just so... What's in the right word? Jazzed about it. I don't know if that's the right word
right
there.
I don't think that's the word I was thinking you were going to say, but you're enthused, you're excited.
Jazzed is what worked.
If elated.
It was something about Princess and the Frog, jazz would have worked in that. Anyway, it doesn't matter what word I use there, I'm excited about it. But there's a promo that they released. I thought it might have been included in episode one, but it wasn't. I want us to watch and listen to it because I think it's going to spark an interesting discussion that I hope you won't bring a certain wizard from a different company over into.
Okay.
We're not going to bring him in here because
this is Albus Disney. Dumbledore?
No, it's about something related though. So we're going to watch this and then I'm going to let you have a little say on this topic right here.
Well, I don't trust Red Wing.
Hold on a minute.
You don't have to trust Red Wing. But I'm going to go see if he's right. Because I have a feeling they might be a part of the Big Three.
What Big Three?
The Big Three.
What Big Three?
Androids, aliens, and wizards.
That's not a thing.
That's definitely a thing.
No, it's not.
So every time we fight one of the three.
So who are you fighting now, Gandalf?
How do you know about Gandalf?
I read The Hobbit in 1937 when it first came out.
So you see my point?
No, I don't. There are no wizards.
Doctor Strange
is a sorcerer.
A sorcerer is a wizard without a hat. Think about it, right? I'm right. I just came up with that. It's crazy. But look, that's not the point. These guys aren't magical. All right, they use brute force, just like you. The incredibly annoying guy in front of me with the staring problem.
I'm coming with you.
No, you're not.
All right, so that's basically it. That, the whole, what I want to bring up here. First of all, your impressions of that clip.
It's very intense.
Well, I mean, they're jokey. It's the buddy-buddy cop aspect thing of there.
Also, I watch This Is Us and the three. People are called the Big Three.
And that's what you thought of?
That's what I thought of. The triplets. The Big Three. Anybody that watches This Is Us is going to know what I'm talking about.
So for those of you that aren't watching the series and stuff like that, the Big Three is referring to is like, it always seems like they fight an android, an alien, or some type of sorcerer. And then he says, and if I make sure I have this right, you know, a wizard and sorcerer are different. Wizard is a sorcerer that wears a hat.
Right.
Do you agree with that statement?
No, because Sorcerer Mickey wears a hat.
Dang it! I thought I was going to have her stuffed on this.
No, because the first time he said that, I was like, well, no. Because you're going to be mad at me, but in Harry Potter...
No, we're not
the
bringing the stupid...
Wear hats.
We're not bringing the stupid...
So, okay, but sorcerers.
But no, remember...
The only sorcerer... That is a very hard word to say.
Sorcerer.
The only sorcerer I know... Technically, like really, would be Sorcerer Mickey.
Right. So
and in Fantasia, he wears the hat.
So that was the very first thing when this came up, and I'm surprised Disney hasn't played off of this a little bit in like in social media and
done
stuff.
A parody.
Because it'd be hilarious for them to do that and just like play that clip and all of a sudden switch it over to Sorcerer Mickey going, so much for being a wizard. Just throw that on his head.
So I don't think I've ever
thought about it that way.
Correlated Sorcerer Mickey as being a wizard.
I mean, so, okay.
You know,
Let's work through that.
Okay,
they're both
me.
Magical, right?
Yes.
Wizards and sorcerers are both magical.
Yes.
I think, honestly, when I first thought of sorcerer, I thought of Jafar.
I wish to be the most powerful sorcerer in the world!
But
he's wearing a hat!
He wore a hat, too! So just remember that this statement...
This is not true.
And I wonder if Disney, because obviously they control Marvel Studios and all that good stuff in here, if they included this in here purposely to try to kind of spark conversation about this. And I'm surprised it hasn't taken off just yet.
Do you think he meant live people, not animated characters, though? Like animated sorcerers.
But think about it. So he just referenced something that's fantasy, The Hobbit. Or Gandalf's from The Hobbit. So they can reference things like that. So they would technically know who Disney is, you know, in this world. I mean, they haven't, haven't necessarily said that, you know, Disney's a thing in the MCU. But, you know, they've referenced other things like Oz the Great and Powerful. They referenced The Hobbit. So it probably isn't there. I just thought, like, when I saw that, I was like, hold up, Disney.
Right,
either you're wrong, and you know you're wrong, or this is something that you completely missed.
It's a parody, yeah.
Because Sorcerer Mickey already disproves it, because the whole thing about is putting the hat on. I mean,
yes, and that's when he becomes powerful.
And
that's when he's got his powers.
PhilharMagic, when Donald puts it on.
Exactly.
Like, he's not a wizard.
But he's a sorcerer.
Well, the whole sorcerer thing goes back to Sorcerer Mickey. And even the sorcerer, Yensid, is Disney spelled backward, is the name of the sorcerer in The Sorcerer's Apprentice, that little where Sorcerer Mickey comes up.
There you go.
So there you go. That's what I want to bring. It's a small little thing that we haven't seen yet in The Falcon Winter Soldier, but I thought it'd be a great like point to bring up.
That is a very funny, like, you know, 50-second clip that you hung on to.
Well, it's, you know, I'm obviously hanging on every word of what, you know, these little promos and stuff are coming out at the beginning stages. Now it's actually live and I'm watching the series. It's fine. But I was like, I watched it a couple times. And I kept thinking about it. I was like, this doesn't feel right. Sorcerer Mickey, you're wrong.
So we thought the...
What did you say?
No,
words, Jessica. But we thought the same thing.
We did think the same
thing. We rarely think the same thing. That's why I was so excited
about
it.
And here I'm also excited because you actually like remembered something and like knew something about like Disney trivia and stuff.
Who am I?
So we started this whole episode of discussing you didn't know what you were talking about Disney trivia wise, but technically
I did.
You do.
I think the common theme is I know more than I think I know, and then I just question myself and I don't know what I know.
So there's the proof that you shouldn't question yourself. So there you go, everybody. I just kind of trust your instincts. You probably know more than you know than you actually do, but probably not.
But also Falcon and Winter Soldier got this wrong. They definitely got that wrong.
So there
Sorcerer
you go.
Mickey proves it wrong.
Kevin Feige, you need to go talk to your boss. You got things wrong.
Okay, Kyle, do you have any idea what my random fact that you may or may not know is that I did not know.
Well, without
any... Super vague!
Any subtext as to what this is related to, okay, obviously... How about this? You know what? I'm just going to pull something out of the hair. What is that?
Out of your hair?
Out of my little hair that I have left?
It's okay.
Out of the air, it's about Huey, Dewey, and Louie. I don't know.
That was actually very close. It is about siblings, not cousins. Because aren't Huey, Dewey, and Louie cousins?
They would be brothers, honey.
Oh, siblings.
Back to my statement earlier.
Okay, but listen. My fact is I did not realize that Ariel is the first, well, Little Mermaid, I guess, is the first movie for a Disney princess to have siblings.
Hold on. I'm thinking about this.
This is what the Googles told me.
Now, listen, the Googles knows a lot of things.
Okay, but think about everything. Think about the movies that came before
Little
Mermaid.
All right,
let's Snow White.
Okay, yes. Yeah, Snow White, not that
no
I know.
No siblings.
All right, next would be Cinderella. Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
Those were step siblings.
Whoa. That's still siblings.
We're talking biological blood siblings. Same parent, same two parents.
I ain't getting technical on all these things. You know, you accuse me of being too technical and trivia.
This is Googles. Okay. But, okay,
right, so
Cinderella,
no.
No.
Okay, so then it would be Sleeping Beauty, Aurora, not that we know of any of that.
No.
Next would be Ariel, and you're saying...
Well, Ariel, yes.
Nine? Is that how many she had? How many?
I don't know.
Forget how many she had.
I just said that she was the first one to have siblings.
Jasmine, no.
Right.
Who's the next one? Belle, no. No.
The next one after Ariel, from what I read, was Merida from Brave.
And because she had the three brothers.
Yeah.
And then it would be... And then Anna and Elsa, obviously.
Right. And then after that, they started adding siblings. I mean, but think about it. Like, it is very strange. Disney's all into dead parents and no siblings.
Because they want you to have, like, the saddest possible scenario,
okay, like,
right?
I'm trying to look at some of your Disney things back here.
Okay. What are we looking at back here?
I'm just, like, looking anything to jog my memory on some Disney movies that would have had siblings.
Okay.
There are very few.
So you think that there's, like, this formula that Disney had at the very beginning.
Yes.
Whereas, all right, dead parents... Wow, that was sad that we did that same...
No siblings.
No siblings whatsoever.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Like, I don't know. But okay, like, think about all those movies.
Mm-hmm. And then now they've, like, made it even more, like, focusing on relationships. So, like, Merida was a focused on mother-daughter relationships.
Right.
And then Anna and Elsa is a sister-sister.
And then
Sister.
Onward is brother-brother.
Yep. Now, that's another one there.
Coco. Grandparents to grandchild.
It would be great grandparents as well. But still, like, the older generation connecting with the younger generation.
Which I do like. Like, I like that because there are so many, like, I hate to use the word non-traditional, because what is a traditional family?
Right.
But you know what I mean? Like, not just mom, dad, brother, sister. You know, there are so many families that, you know, maybe one parent's not there, or you're raised by an aunt and uncle or a grandparent. Like, I love that Disney is welcoming those different family types.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have siblings, so it's nice that Disney is finally acknowledging that the characters have siblings. And it's not just about them, like, it's about a broader picture. So, like, think about it. As the movies have gotten older, it's not just necessarily about the main character. It's more the family aspect. So, like, Snow White was very much just about Snow White. And then the Seven Dwarfs, you know? Cinderella was just about Cinderella. You know what I mean? Like, we're finally... Now, I wonder... Okay.
I think they went a little overboard, though, with the first, like, sibling princess. Like, you know, because he had, like, nine of them or however many there
was. That's true. But now, Sword in the Stone, I mean, okay, not a princess, which I acknowledge. But thinking back, like, Sword in the Stone... What's his name?
Wart. Or Arthur, as he becomes.
Arthur had a brother.
Was that his brother in the movie?
Wasn't it?
I don't think so. I think he was, like, the next heir to the throne, but not...
Which would have to be his brother?
But I think Arthur was, like, adopted into that family, if I remember correctly. I don't know. But
my dad would be so mad at me. We watched that movie so many times, and I cannot even remember. Maid Marian from... No, I guess she didn't have any siblings from...
There's not, I mean, the point stands. There's not a lot of siblings throughout most of Disney.
But isn't that fascinating to think about it? Like, now, it's just common. Yeah, because we're in the time of Frozen and Onward and, you know, all of these movies where, of course they have siblings. But, back in the day, there were no siblings.
Okay.
And maybe because they had to draw all these things?
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. So I'm sitting here in my mind trying to think, okay, Walt Disney's all about families, and he would know that obviously there's, you know, families with brothers and brothers and brothers and sisters and all kinds of combinations, stepbrothers, steps, all these things. So why would you focus solely on this one aspect of family life, meaning just an only child? It really, honestly, probably comes down to it's a financial thing. You know, there's a lot of money that goes into these projects as is, and when he's figuring all this stuff out, he's like, I can only have so many characters because it takes so much to draw.
Except it's Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Like, come on, we could have done two dwarves.
But that actually helps my point, because you're investing in the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. So you've already got seven little guys to draw. You want to throw siblings into the mix as well?
That's true.
And then how do you even work siblings into the story of Snow White?
Well, that one, it really wouldn't have worked.
Can you work it into Cinderella?
To be fair, could you work it into Little Mermaid? I mean, honestly, the Little Mermaid story could have probably worked without her siblings. Like, the whole thing was, yeah, Dad, you treat me different than you treat my sisters.
Well, she's different than her sisters, but and I think that's the
whole... It could have just been, you treat me like a baby. But you see what I mean? Like, even in Little Mermaid, the sibling relationship is not integral to the plot. However, with Onward, with Frozen,
yeah,
it is integral. You can't have the story without the siblings.
And think about it. So it took so many years, decades really, to have like a siblings aspect in the story with Ariel. And they're not even really that important, all that. Like you said, you could probably remove them from the story and they're not that big of an impact on the plot. But if you take Anna away from Elsa, what does that do to it?
Also, Kyle, I'm an idiot and you're kind of an idiot too.
What'd you say?
Lion King does have siblings. Scar and Mufasa. I was thinking Simba.
We were focusing on main characters. Yeah. But yes, that is a sibling. But that's in
now,
the
era. Now, and to be fair, my point was that princesses didn't have siblings.
You said princesses first, but we took it a whole nother route.
We sure did.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
At least Lion King did have a sibling rivalry.
That's true.
It did have a sibling aspect. So...
siblings have become important throughout Disney as the history has gone on. All right, we want to know from you now, between these two topics that we talked about tonight, the aspect of Disney siblings not being included but suddenly becoming a thing as of Ariel, unless you count the stepsisters. But how, should we?
Now, to be fair, I do count stepsisters as siblings.
Okay, I want to clarify that.
I would. You know, if I had step-siblings, I would count them as my siblings. But biological siblings is what Disney was referring to.
True, true. Okay, so let's do that. I want to know, first of all, do you count the stepsisters in that aspect of there? Counting them as the first siblings for Disney, or do you just count it at Ariel? For me...
Or did you even know that siblings weren't really a thing? Like, had you even thought that concept?
Also, if you have seen this clip, or if you just now watched it for watching this video, you agree with the statement that this is wrong, that sorcerers are not just wizards with hats. So let me know there in the comment section below. Let's keep that conversation going down there. What else should they do?
Like I said at the beginning of the video, please consider subscribing and turning on that notification bell if you haven't already, and give the video a like if you enjoyed it.
And if you want to watch some more videos in this series, we'll have a playlist available for you in the description and up above in the video as well. We appreciate you sticking around with us throughout this episode. Until we assemble again,
may the force be with you.
And we'll see you real soon.
Bye, guys.